This is Juno Afternoon here on Friday, November 2nd, 2018. Scott Burton, your host, about 25 minutes until the top of the hour. Now, to talk about a collaboration of election coverage, we have James Brooks from the Juno Empire. He's going to be hosting Election Central at McGivney's on Tuesday night. We also have Jennifer Pemberton, the managing editor here at KTOO Public Media. She's going to be doing live broadcast from right here, Studio A at KTOO Public Media. And David Purdy, our digital director, he'll be managing social media, the website, and more. Welcome to the show, you three.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. Election coverage. It seems like there is a lot going on, James, this Tuesday night.
It seems right. There's all kinds of things happening here in town. All the races happening. I know candidates are going to be door knocking all weekend ahead of the election, and not to mention the voting itself. Who knows how many people are going to show up to the actual polls. But Tuesday night at McGivney's, once the polls close at 8 o'clock, we're going to have a viewing party, you can call it if you want to. But it'll be streamed live on Facebook Live. Myself and reporter Alex McCarthy are going to talk about the races, the results as they come in, from 8:45 to about 11:45, and we're hoping by then that we'll have some idea of which way the races are going. But given how close everything is, we might well not.
All right. When are you going to go on the microphone, Jennifer?
Yeah, so we're going to start our election coverage on KTOO FM. Actually, starting at from 7 to 9, we're going to go to NPR special coverage. So that's going to be national races. Polls will be closed or closing, sweeping across the nation from the East Coast until here. Our polls won't be closed yet for part of that. So we'll hear national coverage first, and then at 9 p.m. we'll go to live statewide coverage from Alaska Public Media. So that's from 9 to 11 p.m., a live program coming out of Anchorage. So Lori Townsend will be hosting that, and it's the Talk of Alaska-style programming. So if you're familiar with that talk show, there'll be callers from all over the state. We'll be taking calls and then also touching base with reporters all over the state, and that includes Adeline Baxter and Jacob Resnick here in Juneau. So we'll be sort of if you want, real local Juneau information, check in with the Empire. We're going to be at least on the airwaves focused on statewide elections.
All right. David Purdy, what will you be up to on Tuesday and Tuesday night?
We're going to have a special section on our website with all of the election returns from Juneau and across the state, and actually some national returns as well, a high-level visualization of those. So the place to get kind of all of the information about what's going on with election returns in Alaska and beyond is ktoo.org/elections. And you'll also be able to watch the video stream that we're putting out on TV on that website or on Facebook.
And maybe can you two outline what resources we have right now for voters on our website?
So at that same place at ktoo.org/elections, we have our voter guide, which has profiles of all the candidates. It has videos of them answering some questions, and it has comparisons of their answers to questions on a variety of issues. So you can kind of run down the issues that are important to you and see where each of the candidates stand.
Yeah, and our homepage just at ktoo.org is filling up with, pre-election stories. So there's various reporting and stuff from all over the state and from here in Juneau about candidate profiles and all of the reporting that leads up to election night.
And how about you, James, at the Empire? Do you guys have resources as well?
Absolutely. If you look on our website, we've got profiles of every local candidate in the race and also discussion of the judges, which people tend to forget are on the ballot. They're on the back of the ballot this year, three judges in Southeast Alaska. So we've looked at that.
What should we look for on Tuesday? What are going to be some of the tightest races?
Well, I think the tightest race may be at the top of the ballot there with the governor's race. Race has been trending closer and closer all the time, and who wins on Tuesday night is anyone's guess at this point.
Okay, interesting. Let's see. Other resources that we should be thinking about as we go through this weekend, places people can go, things they can think about, early voting, stuff like that?
Division of Elections website's really good on because there is early voting this weekend. If you do want to vote early before Election Day, you can go down to the Mendenhall Mall Annex on Saturday and Sunday. And then the state office building is also open, but that's just during weekdays. So today until 5 o'clock, and then also on Monday, they'll have early voting at both the Mendenhall Mall Annex and at the state office building.
And James, I don't have a sense of how crazy busy it is on Election Day. I haven't been here for an election this big. Should people expect to wait in line to vote?
It's less bad than you think. If you're worried about waiting in line, you don't see those long lines on the East like you do on the East Coast where it takes hours and hours to vote. We're talking minutes at most here. They do a good job of setting up a number of polling places that's in line with the number of people who want to vote. So while we know turnout's probably up this year on par with a presidential election year even, the polling places are pretty able to handle it. So don't worry if you're voting on Election Day and if you can't get there early, you'll be okay.
And the special – the fancy stickers from that Pat Race designed are only for early voting.
That's
so
right.
If you go on Election Day, you're going to get a more boring
– Classic. Not boring.
It's
classic. Classic Big Dipper.
Classic I voted sticker.
We've been speaking with James Brooks of the Juneau Empire, Jennifer Pemberton, and David Purdy of KTOO Public Media here outlining Tuesday election coverage at both KTOO.org and at the Juneau Empire. The election night party at McGivney's starts again at what time?
We'll be setting up at 8, starting our broadcast at 8:45.
And Jennifer, when do you go on the air again Tuesday night?
So special election coverage from NPR. National coverage starts at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. is when we get the statewide live coverage.
And David Purdy, does social media and the web ever start or stop? Is it just ongoing?
Never sleep.
The web never sleeps. You can go to our website anytime, and as soon as there are results there, you'll see them posted automatically.
All right. We'll see you on Tuesday. Anything we're missing?
Go vote.
Be there.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, everyone.